More and more patients in the West are taking advantage of low-cost medical treatments in developing countries like Thailand and Malaysia, and more recently, India. India leads the world as the outsourcing destination for computer support services, and now it's branching out to woo patients from Europe and North America to its hospitals. Miranda Kennedy reports from New Delhi on medical tourism.
Kurt Berger is a 79-year-old retired engineer who lives in a small town outside Toronto. He has a heart condition and osteoporosis in one knee. He hardly seems like the type to scoot off on a 16-hour flight to a developing country 7,000 miles away.
Not just some friends or say my son, but also my doctor. We are a bit apprehensive when I said that I was going to India.
But speaking from Canada after his trip, Berger said that he decided that India was the best place for him to get a knee replacement.
I had contacted a surgeon in Kingston, Ontario, about knee replacement surgery, but I was told that it would take about a year before I could get this done. So at that time, I started researching the possibilities of having this done out of the country. And then I came across a website from Apollo Hospitals in India. Their charges were substantially lower than anything else I had seen before.
So instead of waiting in Canada, Berger flew to India's capital. The knee replacement and a luxury room in the hospital for 21 days and the flight cost him around $8,000. That's less than half the cost of the operation in the U.S., and he says his treatment was superb. Berger is one of some 40,000 foreign patients treated at Apollo Hospitals last year. Many of those patients come from other developing countries, but increasingly they're Europeans and uninsured Americans, like Eric Emerson.
You know, again, first impressions, it certainly was not like home.
A cameraman from L.A., Emerson has no health insurance. He happened to be in India working on a film when he came down with kidney stones. He said he had pretty low expectations of the hospital, but it turned out to be better than some of the care he got as an uninsured patient in the States.
A person from the production escorted me here, and, you know, she had a little bit of a giggle and said, "Wow, it looks like a hospital." But in terms of the quality of the facility and the treatment that I've gotten here, I'd certainly put it on par with what's available in the States.
Pratap Reddy, Apollo Hospital's founder, says he wants to market India as a healthcare provider for the world.
Even in the U.S. today, there are a number of patients who are not able to get the healthcare simply because they did not have the insurance. The insurance costs have gone up. So if you look at the global angle, what we need is to create facilities for people that is not available for them at reasonable costs.
At Apollo, cardiac surgery costs as little as $4,000 compared to at least $30,000 in U.S. hospitals. That's not because Apollo cuts corners on the care, but simply because labor costs are so much lower in India. But India doesn't have accreditation standards for medical facilities, and that's a problem for hospitals trying to woo Western patients into their beds. Apollo is only recognized by 50 or so insurance companies. It's lobbying to get quality certification from American and European health bodies so it can improve its image abroad. But improving the overall image of India as a healthcare destination may be difficult. Here on Apollo Hospital's sleek facility, the rooms are clean and the technology is top-notch. But outside the hospital, the streets are chaotic and filthy. Reddy says he's had some patients refuse to be treated in India after driving from the airport to the hospital. At a recent health summit in New Delhi, expert after expert said that India's infrastructure desperately needed to be improved in order to attract more patients from overseas. Vidur Kaushik is CEO of India's largest pharmaceutical company, Ranbaxy.
When you look at medical tourism, the first issue is how do we showcase India? Provide the facilities, provide the infrastructure. A few ads here and there are not really sufficient in terms of doing that.
Healthcare officials say India needs to do what Thailand has done to attract patients from abroad. For example, set up special immigration counters at the airport for patients arriving for treatment. A recent study by the New York-based consulting firm McKinsey found that medical tourism could bring over $2 billion a year to India by 2012. India's healthcare industry hopes that's incentive enough to speed up improvements to the country's airports and infrastructure. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in New Delhi.